Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 54. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, 45. Highs around 53 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm SAF meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 54.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. A man has been arrested following a standoff in McPherson County, and he's in custody now. The sheriff's office has said that he pointed a gun at deputies and retreated inside of his home, leading to the McPherson Joint Special Response Team from multiple cities in the area, along with the Kansas Highway Patrol. After 5 hours, the man finally surrendered and was taken to McPherson County Hospital for further medical evaluation, and then was transferred to McPherson County Jail. He's facing charges of criminal threat, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, interference with a law enforcement officer, and aggravated assault of a law enforcement officer as well. Officials are continuing to give citizens tips as to how to avoid deer in this season, including being especially aware at dawn and at dusk, being that deer are more active, along with not traveling alone. Statewide, 37% of all single vehicle crashes in 2022 were with a deer. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
Attorney General Chris Kobach wants the Kansas Supreme Court to close a lawsuit that four districts filed against the state in 2010. The request was filed by Tony Powell, a former Court of Appeals judge, and now serves as Chris Kobach's Solicitor General. The state is providing $4.9 billion in aid to its 286 local school districts during this current school year, which is about 39% more than the $3.5 billion for the 2013 to 2014 school year. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is opposing Chris Kobach's request, saying that this is an attempt to allow the legislature to remove funding from our public schools, and says that this comes in the same week that the state education officials have reported improvements in scores on standardized exams. A new poll shows that 47% of Kansans will vote for former President Donald Trump if he faces Joe Biden in the 2024 election, and their support is unwavering. The poll also showed that 58% of Kansans disapprove of Joe Biden's performance. Governor Laura Kelly fared better, where she received a 39% approval rating, while 30 disapproved and 31% were neutral.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Hall County Board of Commissioners have changed their mind on courthouse plans. The Board of Commissioners voted 7-0 in a motion to only look at design blueprints for adding to the current courthouse rather than complete an entire other standalone building. These plans are consisting of the current courthouse going to three stories with three to four courtrooms while tearing down the old jail. Commissioner Scott Sorensen says that this option will resolve some of the current problems. Despite the plans changing, Commissioner Gary Quant is still frustrated with Davis Design in this audio courtesy of KSMB Local 4.
Most generally when you're doing a building, we ask for the plans, whatever it's going to take. And part of my, you know, we could make up our minds where we wanted a standalone or a single addition. That's our fault. But now we know we want an addition. We need to come up with a price with what we want.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C. Plus, hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Troy and Riverside Public Schools will join the Northeast Kansas League effective next year. An affirmative vote of a majority of existing schools was approved unanimously and will include 11 schools with Atchison County, Horton, Jackson Heights, Jeff County North, Maher Hill and Mount St. Scholastica, McLeod, Foscaloosa, Pleasant Ridge, Valley Falls, plus the addition of Riverside from the Big 7 League, and Troy with the Twin Valley League. Republic County recently held a parents and public meeting regarding consideration of joining the Twin Valley League. Jesse Sternau with KREP at Belleville talks about what's motivating that conversation.
In our case, you know, you look at the numbers going back a decade. Competitiveness is one of the biggest reasonings for this. And yes, granted, we will be bigger. I want the biggest school in the Twin Valley League, but as far as participation numbers are concerned, we will not. And like we haven't really been experiencing as far as league action going back 10 years, just about every sport is sitting under 30% as far as winning percentage, and you get kids more excited about it.
Enrollment numbers have declined at Republic County and are comparable with many other Twin Valley League schools.
The elementary is looking at numbers, I mean, that we haven't experienced since the 90s, but as far as population goes in the school, I would say dating back to 2005, we've stayed steady. So at least, though, going back to, you know, 2010 onward to now, for the last 14 years, yeah, we've been hovering, as far as football classification size goes, in that 107 kids to 130-ish.
A timeline has not been established, but the recent public meeting has begun the process.
Sooner the better, just because I know they're already wanting to get their TVL volleyball schedule put together for next season. Of course, I guess, we've got till the next football scheduling meeting to get that figured out, whether or not we'll be scheduling NCAA teams or the 11-man teams in the TVL that we're not going to be seeing. But then, obviously, looking at Centralia, Onega, and then Donovan West, that I believe made the jump as well, up to 11 men.
Our thanks to Jesse Sternot with KREP Radio in Belleville. Rain abbreviated the Eddie Montgomery concert in Marysville Thursday evening, but did not dampen enthusiasm for the hundreds attending. Celebrating Landall Company's 60th anniversary, the Marysville High School Band opened with a national anthem, and the choir led home on the range. And happy birthday for 60 years at Landall and for headliner Eddie Montgomery, whose show was cut short into his third song. Annual Axtell Craft Show is Saturday, 9 to 2 at the American Legion Community Building with a variety of homemade crafts and vendors, as well as concessions. Proceeds benefit the American Legion Honor Flight. Blue Rapids Museum will be open Saturday, 10 to 3, and will host a historical homes tour with maps at the museum for a $5 donation. Sunflower ceramic painting for a $5 donation, and museum tours. A memorial service is planned at 2:30 at the Fairmont Cemetery honoring Walter Shearborn, a Spanish-American war casualty, kicking off a fundraiser for providing a cemetery marker for he and his mother. The 11th Annual Fireman's Fall Fest in Blue Rapids follows Saturday. Brats and sides with a beer garden and DJ at 5. Susie and the Reckless Band live at 8:30 on the square. Lawn chairs are welcome. Seneca's Oktoberfest Saturday with a craft fair downtown, 10 to 4. Over 15 vendors featuring fall and Christmas decor. Live music with Paul Siebert from noon till 3:30. Craft beer tasting 4 until 7 with food vendors. and the Checklanders Band performing live in Seneca. Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society will host a bingo benefit Sunday afternoon with food and beer for a free will donation at noon, bingo from 2 until 3:30, with dozens of prizes contributed by local businesses. A Pizza Hut fundraiser is planned Monday evening with a portion of all sales at the Marysville Pizza Hut going toward the historic depot restoration. State historic sites, including the Hollenberg Station, State Historic Site at Hanover, will close for the season effective October 16. Marshall County Outreach Flu Clinics continue. Monday stops are planned at the Axtell American Legion from 9 to 10, Summerfield Fire Station 10:45 until noon, and the Beatty Fire Station from 1 to 1:30. Tuesday at the Frankfurt Nutrition Site from 9 to 10, Vermilion City Hall 10:30 to 11:10. And a final stop Thursday next week at Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance from 11 to 11:30. Immunization forms online at marshallcohealth.org. Residents reminded to bring current insurance cards. Beginning Monday midnight through 5 a.m. Tuesday, Blue Valley Technologies will begin the first step in its multi-phase ring upgrade. Customers in Frankfort, Hanover, Marysville, Washington, and Waterville may experience periods of brief service outages overnight during this upgrade. Our public affairs program this weekend will include comments from Marshall County Commissioner John Hunger from this past week's informational meeting regarding the jail project. The Marysville Forum in its entirety is available on our website. We've also posted the recent candidates forum held in Marysville on our website at KNDYradio.com. Jason R. Smith, age 36, of Beatty, passed away October 5th. Private service will be held at a later date with Kinsley Mortuary Marysville in charge for Jason Smith. Maureen Hendricks, age 72, of Topeka, passed away October 11th. Service is pending with the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge for Maureen Hendricks.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today, otherwise partly sunny and breezy with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Westerly winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Mostly cloudy overnight with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Northwest winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. Some showers are possible into Saturday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some showers are possible early Saturday night, then mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Some sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s, and partly cloudy into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. More sunshine into Monday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the upper 30s. Warming up into Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 70s, and partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 71, record high on this date 91, the average low 45, and the record low 23. Sunrise this morning 7:34, sunset this evening at 6:52. Thundershowers rumbled across the region last evening, reports ranging from a quarter to a half an inch. We had probably the lesser amount here at studios here in Marysville.
Don't look now, but it's the day after Thursday the 12th. We will take a closer look at the unluckiest day on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you?
Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 13th, the 286th day of the year. Musician Paul Simon celebrates a birthday, and the first World Series to end a walk-off home run was on this day in 1960 when Pittsburgh beat the Yankees. Here are some fun facts for triskaidekaphobes on this Friday the 13th. Did you know as many as 90% of skyscrapers in America have no 13th floor? The elevator buttons go from 12 to 14. Our 32nd president, FDR, never traveled on the 13th and never dined with 13 people at the table. But the superstition does have its benefits. An insurance company says people tend to be more cautious on Friday the 13th. Fewer accidents, fires, or thefts occur on this day than any other regular Friday. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
R-H.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Linda's Insurance Agency, Tanequip, Landall Company, and Kuhlman Implement and Hardware.
Hi, my name is Trevor Wessel. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 3 years. My favorite project is horse.
My name is Chloe Detke. I'm a member of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. This is my 7th year in 4-H. This year, I showed 2 horses, 2 beef, swine, photography, and arts and crafts.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us, all of us.
You're going to need our help with your water,
your air, and your food.
You're going to need our determination and our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Marshall County 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Join us today.
In celebration of National 4-H Week, Marshall County 4-H is seeking new members.
My name is Gwen Baker. I am with Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. I have enjoyed several projects over the past 5 years. Goats and photography are definitely the top two.
Hi, my name is Jace Weeders. I'm in the club Wide Awake. I've been in 4-H for 2 years, and my favorite project is Legos.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Linda's Insurance Agency, Tanequip, Landall Company, and Kuhlman Implement and Hardware.
4-H for you, for America, 4-H.
Hey everyone, this is Stan.
And Judy Meyer from the Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Stores. We would like to take a minute just to thank all of our valued customers for allowing us to serve you for the past 53 years. It's been awesome. We've loved every minute of it, but now it's time to move on to other ventures, and we have sold our stores. As a token of our appreciation and thank you, 100% of last Wednesday's sales, $6,300, were donated to the Community Food Pantry and Hope Crisis Center. Thank you very much.
Saturday, October 14th, join the Blue Rapids Fire Department for their 11th annual Fireman's Fall Fest on the Square in Blue Rapids. The Beer Garden opens at 4 p.m. with a brats and sides freewheel donation meal serving at 5. Live music from 5 until 8 with KJ Bowers, while Marshall County's own Susie Ann the Reckless winds down the night from 8:30 until 11:30. A night of good company and live music at the 11th annual Blue Rapids Fire Department Fireman's Fall Fest, October 14th. On the Square in Blue Rapids. Bring your friends, family, and a lawn chair to enjoy this wonderful evening.
Arterio Morris has enrolled at Garden City Community College
as the former Texas and Kansas men's basketball player was previously charged with rape on September 29th. And even before he came to Kansas, he was accused of assault in an investigation involving his ex-girlfriend. But that case was closed the day before his rape accusation. Garden City Community College did confirm to KSNT that he is enrolled, but declined to comment whether or not he'll be a member of their basketball team. University of Kansas also was a center of the Independent Accountability Resolution Process's findings after a long-standing investigation. Travis Goff and Bill Self began their statements at a press conference saying it's a great day to be a Jayhawk. Among other things, the Jayhawks' 2018 Final Four appearance was stripped, a decision that Hall of Fame head coach Bill Self said was fair. Mid-American Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
The NFL matchup in London this week is the Titans as the home team against the Baltimore Ravens, who have never won overseas. The Dolphins are taking on the Panthers. The Texans and the Saints have a matchup. A big AFC South matchup between the Colts and the Jags will take place at noon. The Cincinnati Bengals are beginning to right their ship, but they have a big matchup against the Seattle Seahawks. The big Sunday matchup is two teams from New York as the Bills will host the New York Giants. And then on Monday night, the Cowboys head to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. But on the previous day, Georgia will head to Nashville, take on the Commodores of Vanderbilt. Florida State will stay home in Tallahassee. Florida State will stay home in Tallahassee as the Syracuse Orange will visit them. Ohio State heads into Boilermaker country as they take on Purdue. The Hoosiers head to Ann Arbor to play the number 2-ranked Wolverines. There are three huge matchups in the SEC as the number 19 Tennessee Volunteers host the Texas A&M Aggies. Then it will be a battle of the Tigers once again as Auburn heads to number 22 LSU. And then the Tigers of Missouri head to number 24 Kentucky. Mid-America Sports Network, I am Felix Johnson.
Friday Night Football, Marysville at Hiawatha. District action continues live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. In our Friday feature game, Lynn entertains Hanover live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights at Waubonsie. Frankfort entertains Axtell. Washington County is host to El Saline. Diller O'Dell home to Johnson Brock. K-Prep's pregame show, Friday night at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup follows at 6:30. 7 o'clock kickoffs with high school football live Friday on KNDY.
In our KNDY Friday night featured game of the week on FM 95.5, the Lynn Bulldogs host in-county foe Hanover Wildcats on senior night. Leading the charge for the 2-4 Bulldogs all season has been senior quarterback Gavin Turk.
He's kind of one of those kids that he plays quarterback, but he's probably not really a quarterback. He's more of a running back, and we've been able to find ways to build some packages where he can move to that running back spot.
While the 3-3 Wildcats look to get back on the winning track after falling last week.
You know, it's one of those things where we just got to get back to executing and do what we need to do. You know, kind of get to a better start where maybe, you know, we don't fall down so early.
Coverage begins at 6 p.m. with the Kansas Kickoff Show, while live coverage from Lynn begins around 6:40 on FM 95.5, online at KNDYradio.com, and in the KNDY FM mobile app. Your home for high school football is KNDY. Twin Valley League Volleyball Tournament kicks off Saturday in Washington. Final seeding is as follows. Hanover will be the number one seed with an 11-0 league record. Valley Heights sits in the second seed, 8-3. Centralia at third with an 8-3 league record as well. Frankfurt and Clifton Clyde both finish with a 7-4 league record. Frankfurt wins the tiebreaker, being your 4 seed, while Clifton Clyde will be the 5. Washington County will be the 6 seed and host with a 6-5 league record. Donovan West will be the 7 seed with a 6-5 league record, while Lynn will be your 8 seed with a 5-6 record. Rounding out the tournament, Axtell will be 9, Troy 10, Blue Valley 11, and Onega 12. Again, the Twin Valley League volleyball tournament kicks off Saturday in Washington County. To find the full schedule of games and bracket, check out KNDYradio.com.
Rock, Chalk, Jayhawk.
15-10-5, touchdown Kansas.
Leave the wheat right here every week as the Jayhawks continue to climb up the Big 12 ladder.
And the party's underway.
Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks battle the Oklahoma State Cowboys in a Big 12 showdown. Our coverage begins at 1 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
On today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
It's a great time to be a Wildcat.
It's good! The Wildcats are champions of the Big 12!
The defending Big 12 champions hit the turf right here all season long. Join us Saturday as the Wildcats head to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech in a Big 12 showdown. Our coverage begins at 4 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
On Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Start your holiday gift shopping early with a trip to the garden. Collect seeds from your favorite heirloom annual flowers and vegetables to share with family and friends. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Some flowers like cosmos, zinnias, and marigolds form seed heads. When these turn brown and are easily shattered, the seeds are mature and ready to harvest. Sweet peas, nicotiana, and cleome form seed pods. When these turn from green to brown and begin to split open, the seeds are ripe and ready for collecting. Collect seeds on a dry day. Spread on a screen in a well-ventilated location to finish the drying process. For smaller and lightweight seeds, place the pods and seed heads in a paper bag to catch the small seeds as they fall out. Place dried seeds in a small envelope and label with the name of the plant, flower color, and size, as well as the date the seeds were collected. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstracted Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstracted Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Most of us are familiar with the movie Hoosiers, the story of a small Indiana school that wins the state basketball championship against tremendous odds. In the state of Minnesota, a similar story played out, and that town may have just landed a state university as a result of it. The story is this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches? They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
It was the 1960s, and a new college was going to be established somewhere in southwestern Minnesota. It was an institution that many towns desired to land.
Marshall was one of the towns in southwest Minnesota that wanted to get the four-year college.
and there was a committee that was formed to promote Marshall.
As Jennifer Andres explains, something happened in Marshall in 1963 that many say propelled this town to land Southwest Minnesota State University.
Part of the reasons why Marshall acquired it is because of the industry that was here. Also, the boys basketball team won the state championship in 63.
That last part she mentioned, the boys state championship, might raise some eyebrows as to exactly why a high school basketball team could help land a state university.
It's important to remember that there was only one class. So when you went to state, you were going up against schools of many different sizes, and I think that was a big deal.
It's a game still talked about in the state of Minnesota yet today.
Marshall was in the state championship against Cloquet, and it was a very close game. It was a one-point difference. And from what I've heard is that there were just over 15,000 people at the game.
The number of fans who attended the state tournament from Marshall, combined with the huge crowd to greet the team upon their return, was something not lost on those choosing a place for the university.
And I think that community pride, the support that showed up for that, kind of just showed that, you know, this community is tight-knit. We have something to offer.
This town still loves to share the story of its state championship in the days when over 400 Minnesota schools all competed for the crown. Traveling the countryside in Marshall, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction for Barbara Norbert Norris Saturday, October 14th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1301 Broadway in Marysville. Tools include a 10-inch table saw, 4-inch jointer planer, electric hand planer, belt sander, chainsaw. Guns sell at noon, including 12-gauge shotguns, 30-30 rifle, 410 bolt-action shotgun, Japanese rifle, British rifle, BB gun, pellet gun, starter pistol. Household items include a buffet, lighted glass front hutch, chest of drawers, Lazy Boy recliner, 2 swivel rockers, a KU rocking chair, tables and chairs, the usual run of kitchen items. Collectibles include Pony Express items, a few 30s and 40s license plates, some pocket knives. Toys include Hot Wheels cars, some tractors, an HO train set, lots and lots of fancy glassware and dinnerware, pink and green depression glass, commemorative plates, and other miscellaneous items. This estate auction for Barb and Norbert Norris, Saturday, October 14th, 10 a.m. at 1301 Broadway in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Most chickens have internal worms, and you don't need to treat them unless parasite numbers get out of control. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Any treatment for worms must be done carefully, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A healthy chicken is alert and active with a good appetite. If you have a bird that's not gaining weight, seems to have a lack of energy and looks pale, it might have a bad case of worms. Donna Carver is an extension poultry veterinarian at North Carolina State University. She recommends taking a feces sample to your veterinarian, who can identify the parasite and recommend treatment. Unfortunately, there's only one drug that's approved for use in chickens, and it only takes care of roundworms. This means if it's not roundworms, you'll have to use a drug that's labeled for another food animal. Generally, these products aren't harmful to poultry, but the issue is knowing how long the drugs stay in their system. Carver says it's a food safety concern for humans that eat the eggs and meat.
if you've got a laying chicken and she has all those developing follicles in her at any one time and you treat her, how many of those follicles actually absorbed some of that drug? And how long would it take for her to ovulate all of those follicles before you could be sure that none of them would have any of the drug?
Carver says probably the best time for worming is when egg production drops off and the hens are about to start molting.
I would suggest that before you start seeing feather loss, but you start seeing decreasing numbers in eggs, you could treat then, and you could cook the eggs and feed them to your animals or whatever you wanted to do, but just don't eat the eggs until after the molt.
Carver says some parasitic infections can be prevented and some can't. Good sanitary practices and keeping chickens in a sunny, dry area will reduce the risk of infection. Learn more about chicken parasites at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Creating dairy facilities for peak efficiency and performance. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships, and now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Yesterday, you met Chad Bird, who shares a job description with very few others in the whole world. Bird designs dairy facilities to be exactly what the operator needs.
There is no one-size-fits-all in the dairy industry. Every herd is different. Every farm manager is different. Every farm vet is different. Every farm owner is different. The kind of feed that the cattle have access to is different. No two dairies are ever going to line up exactly the same.
Bird has worked with almost every size and type of dairy operation. One of his objectives?
What I've been trying to do is be an advocate for better designs of robot dairies. I think I'm the only person that literally has started the conversation a couple months back.
Bird has done projects in many countries. He sees a need to update and modernize those locations.
The demand for dairy is expanding faster than we can milk cows. And we have to get these second and third world countries up to speed. And that, to me, is a responsibility of those of us who, like you say, are passionate about dairy farming.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as we impatiently wait for Congress to return next week to their seat and start working in D.C. again, we are still waiting on a new vote for a new Speaker of the House for the Republican caucus, along with trying to deal with the federal budget with the continuing resolution that ends in the middle of November and a farm bill of 2023. And when you talk about Congress going in back in, as far as it comes to the agricultural industry, the Ag Appropriations Bill so far has not been passed, which means any talks on getting a new farm bill may keep getting pushed back with the ongoing issues in D.C. But the question is, how far back may that be? As September 30th was that deadline for the current farm bill expiring, and more officials saying that a one-year extension may be likely needed before it's all said and done. The next question after that is, will a one-year extension be enough time to get a new farm bill passed? As they don't seem to be moving quickly enough, as Ethan Lane, the vice president for the government affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says.
I think it's just as likely that we could see this put off until the next Congress. And, you know, I remind people the 2012 Farm Bill didn't get signed until 2014. This is not unprecedented to go down a route like this. And again, this is a $1 trillion bill. Yes, 85% of it is nutrition spending, but this is a big, expensive bill that we're talking about at a time when all of the focus is on cutting government spending. You kind of have to wait for this fever to break before you debate a bill like this, or it will go down. And, you know, a lot of us talk about the fact that at some point the last farm bill is going to be the last farm bill. And, you know, you always worry this is that farm bill that just doesn't have the political environment to get across the finish line. Because those are the dynamics, if it needs to go into the beginning of the next Congress, in my opinion, so be it. You know, get those programs to a point where the folks with farm safety net program issues are handled and, you know, in a good spot.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
An exciting era of Shocker basketball is right around the corner with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena as a season ticket holder and be rewarded with a collector's replica of the arena. Plus, there are all sorts of new game day improvements coming to your house on the prairie, including fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Join Shocker Nation and reserve your season tickets in the Roundhouse by calling 316-978-FANS.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have...
During this busy fall harvest season, combines, trucks, and tractors all share the road. These slow-moving vehicles can present challenges, and everyone needs to be aware that slowing down, allowing room, and being aware keep us all safe. A reminder from the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies. Better insurance, just a call away. Check with your local agents in Marysville, Hanover, Greenleaf, and Lynn. Performance Ag in Waterville, your dealer for Pioneer Hybrid. Plant the best seed for the best harvest results. Call on Thad Argenbright today. Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer with combines, tractors, and farm equipment sales and service. Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt. Cottage Hill Ag Supply, your Channel Seedsman can help with your performance goals. Channel Seedsman listen to your needs, and Cottage Hill Ag brings insights to your farming operation.
For the health of your future crops, minimize soil compaction during harvest, reduce deep tillage, and just fill in those ruts on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office.
committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT 1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a bolder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chomper reels. The VT 1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add Implement Command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com to learn more. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Machinery is getting larger and heavier, which means an increased risk of compacting the soil as it travels through the field. Soil compaction has a significant impact on water infiltration, root development, and even yield losses the next year. Jody DeYoung Hughes is a regional extension educator at the University of Minnesota. She says the number one natural defense you have against soil compaction is soil structure.
So when you see those little aggregates in your soil, those act like mini columns in the soil that help hold up the weight of equipment as it's going over. So the more tillage you do, the more you break apart each of those little aggregates, and they just don't have the strength to hold up equipment. So as you're breaking up the structure, you're adding a lot of air into the soil, but, you know, air cannot hold up equipment.
Deflate the air pressure in your tires and try to avoid driving on wet soil. If you've got no choice but to harvest in soggy conditions, don't fill the combine bin all the way and maybe only fill the grain cart half full. This will reduce the axle load and the depth of compaction. Having a controlled traffic system in the field can have many soil structure benefits, including rut prevention. But if you do have ruts, she says to just fill them in.
Don't try to do any deep ripping into them, because when you do the deep ripping, you're breaking up the structure even deeper into the soil, and that's going to set you up for deeper compaction the next year and also the ability to sink into the soil deeper the next year.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about minimizing soil compaction during harvest at agriculture.com.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we move through a Friday today, Friday the 13th, we are still seeing some volatility on the market, a little bit of red as the grain market has definitely slowed down some as we've gone through the day today. The livestock also kind of slowing down on the day. So we'll see how we close here in just a little bit. In the corn market, right now December corn's down 3 cents at 393 even a bushel. March corn is down 3 1/4 at 508 and a half a cent. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's down 3 1/2 at 671 1/2. March KC wheat down by 3 1/4 at 680 3/4 of a cent. Real quick in the oats market, a little bit lower here. December down by a penny at 382 and a half. In the bean market, November beans, they were higher earlier. Now they're back down in the red, as November beans are down 8 1/2 cents at 1281 1/2. The January down 7 1/2 cents at 1301 1/4. Meal market, December soybean meal down 280 at 390 10 cents, with the January down at $3.10 at 386 10 cents. And the bean oil for December in the green, still slightly 85 cents up to 54.22. January's up 86 cents at 53 62 cents. Cotton market is slightly higher right now. December cotton up $1.32 to $86.24. March up $1.22 at $87.88 overall. U.S. dollar index is still moving slightly into the green, same as yesterday. December index up 8 cents at 106.45. The euro slightly down at 105 right now. British pound sitting at 121 overall. 30-year bonds for December, just over a point and a half in the green right now at 112.20. 10-year notes for December is up slightly at 107.20 right now. Stock market slipping into the red as we move through the day. Dow Jones down 65 points at 33,565. The S&P is down 35 points at 43.14. And the NASDAQ is in the red 204 points at 13,370. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Wichita State Volleyball continues its annual tradition of hosting their Dig Pink Match, supporting breast cancer awareness research, on Friday, October 20th at 7 p.m. against long-standing rival Tulsa. A portion of ticket sales will be donated to the Side Out Foundation. Plus, the first 500 fans will receive a pink rally towel at the match. Purchase your tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS. We'll see you at the match wearing pink.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have...
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. As producers are or approaching harvesting their corn, soybeans, or grain sorghum, there are a few diseases they need to keep in mind as they scout their fields. K-State row crop plant pathologist Rodrigo Onofre explains a couple of diseases and what issues they can create in a field.
We're approaching harvesting in grain sorghum in several locations too, and corn as well. So it's just something to keep in mind that those stalk rots will start to showing up, right? And we're talking about mainly here on the charcoal rot and fusarium stalk rots. Both are really hard to management in terms of chemicals, let's say fungicides. There's not many options out there, right? So we're always looking to variety selection, hybrid selection, rotation, and stay green characteristics.
Onofre describes a few ways people can test their fields for stalk rot and why it is important to know if it is present in the crop.
Proper identifying and find if you have will be important just to time that harvest well. And to do that, you can do a push test where you just go into your field and push a plant towards your chest or forward about, say, 45 degrees. And if it snaps, likely you're going to have a stalk rot problem, right? You can also split those stalks, and that applies for corn or grain sorghum, right? You can split those stalks and see if there's any discoloration, either pink or some black structures inside those stalks to see if you have or not stalk rots. And if you do, depending of the severity, well, I would say the incidence in your field, the amount of plants that you're seeing with stalk rots, I would suggest that trying to harvest those fields with higher moisture content, because likely if we have a storm or a windstorm pass through it, a lot of it could fall and could lodge, right?
Unfortunately, weather conditions have created a better chance for these diseases, which can cause crop impacts.
Of course, the dry land soybeans, a lot of it is having a hard time just to make it, depending where you are in the state. But because of the hot and dry weather condition, charcoal rot, it's kind of like the perfect storm for charcoal rot, right? So we think about corn, sorghum, and now soybean too. That same charcoal rot can be a problem, right? So likely you see some yield impact from that disease as well.
That was K-State row crop plant pathologist Rodrigo Onofre discussing diseases that growers need to check for in their fields, especially as harvest nears. Learn more about these diseases from recent K-State agronomy e-updates, which can be found at www.eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Country station touching eight decades, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.